Half the world is woman.
Half the world is woman, until now kept out of the way, but she's coming out.
This is United Nations Radio with the third in a series of programs devoted to International Women's Year 1975. One important question keeps recurring as individuals from many walks of life join government representatives in confronting a situation which has not only kept women from achieving equality with men, but has prevented half of humanity from doing its full share for development and peace. The question is how to bring women into the positions of leadership and power that will allow them to share in decision-making. Why is the Australian feminist writer Germaine Greer pessimistic about the outlook, at least for the next quarter century?
Because most of the governments who are in fact represented at the UN are characterized by having a silent majority, which is female.
But Annie Giaga, a Ghanaian High Court justice, is much more optimistic.
Now, it is true that at the moment, most positions of power are in the hands of men. But women are coming up, and they are breaking this down.
And Britain's Janet Cockcroft has some words of advice.
Let us remind ourselves and others that we women are not a minority group. In the United Kingdom, we have recently witnessed the election for the first time of a woman as leader of a major political party. But when the momentary elation had passed, we realized that such events should not be a 9 days wonder, but should be expected.
Some have wondered why, given the rise to power of such women as Indira Gandhi and Golda Meir, it has not yet been possible to have a female Brezhnev or Ford. Soviet astronomer Alla Masevich feels that this is not the crux of the problem.
A large percentage of women should be in the governmental work where they really can do something. But for a big country, one person is nothing.
Mrs. Masevich points to the heavy representation of women in her government and emphasizes that education is the key. But Italian journalist Oriana Fallaci looks at the situation from another angle.
We all know that the vote of women is exploited, but we always forget that one reason why there are so few women all over the parliament, all over the world, is that women do not vote women. Why?
We quote here from a reply given by Madame Jean-Martin Cissé of Guinea.
We, the women, must change our own thinking, and let us start by showing far greater cooperation among ourselves.
Yes, there has to be a movement of women in capitalist countries, in communist countries, in third world countries, and in the United Nations.
That was American feminist Betty Friedan. But Father Anthony D'Souza, an Indian Jesuit on the World Council of Churches, raises another question regarding women's liberation movements.
We have to ask ourselves, not merely liberation from what, but also liberation for what. We must not think of ourselves as rivals, men and women. It has to be conceived as a partnership.
Leticia Shahani of the Philippines agrees, but raises another issue.
While we should not look on equality as something as the battle of the sexes, I think it must also be recognized that women have suffered.
And so we come again to the pros and cons of compensatory treatment and paternalism. More about this and other aspects of the continuing dialogue in subsequent programs.
That she has the right to live and love her way. That her
this is United Nations Radio. The song, Half the World is Woman, was written and sung by Jacqueline LeMay.